And now what we're going to do is listen to the glissando from George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Although this is not the world's greatest clarinetist, Al Golodoro, it is the piece that he's probably most well known for, as it was his recording from the movie that it was in, not from the original version, the orchestra version, but it was the film that he actually did it. He played with all kinds of people, and of course, this is Kevin Wood's grandfather, who taught at Hartwick, and then was here. He was a music professor and played in all kinds of bands and is well loved. And soon there will be a bandstand this summer, as Kevin was saying, downtown. And this is the glissando, just the glissando, because Rhapsody in Blue is quite a long track. But this is the famous piece that he is pretty well known for. And this is not Al Golodoro, but it is that piece. It's Mars. Thanks, Jeff. See you soon.
Got it.
Rhapsody in Blue, most difficult solo we have in the repertoire, but the most beautiful. So I suggest all the students, all the people, how can study, how can play this one? I suggest my way. This is my way. Eddie Daniel has also the same. Keep the mouthpiece and the barrel, of course the reed, and go down with the pitch. As much you can. Move the jaw and move the lip and go down. As much you can.
By the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
That you'll be listening to on WONY 90.9 FM is music that will make your body rock. Make sure to tune in.
Next time on the side, will you please extend a hand to Alexander's ragtime band, Dixieland.
Welcome to WONY Concert Calendar. We just listened to Gotta See the Show, Corn Evil 9 from ELP, and now we're listening to Concert Calendar with Phase Dancer from Pat Metheny, taking me back to the late 70s and 80s when I did that. Mars, what happened to the song? Yeah. So, just reminding me, and this was pre-recorded when I did it, and it would be played as a, cart in all the other shows. But I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention that's local here on WONY Concert Calendar. Woney Island will be Sunday, April 6th, 2 p.m. here in the Fine Arts Building Room M201. Some of the bands that we have featured for Woney Island April 6th include Orange Grove, Crossway, Boiler Room, Canned Peaches, Nerve Damage, Nephew, Plainview, The Pikes, Crimson, Coleslaw, and this is something that's going to be in the Albany area. Brantley Gilbert will be playing at MVP Arena in Albany, Thursday, April 24th. Something for you to listen to, a new music release from a local student, Jerry Loa, which just dropped today, Saturday, April 5th, Vas A Regresar, which in English is Are You Coming Back? Jerry Lula. Listen for that name. Bright Eyes will be playing Saturday, April 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Paramount in Huntington, New York, the site of lots of really wonderful, great shows. Billy Joel and Sting are scheduled for April 11th at the JMA Wireless Dome in Syracuse, New York. That show has been canceled. As we know, Billy Joel has had some health problems, and his tour is being rescheduled. So those of you who have tickets for that show, you should know that you will be able to exchange them for a later date. Metallica will be playing at the JMA Wireless Dome in Syracuse April 19th. Dweezil Zappa will be playing at the Kodak Center in Rochester April 15th.
Nice.
For more information, local artists, you can call WONY, and you can Google it now. Not something that we could do back in the day. This is the 24th anniversary, or the 44th anniversary of Concert Calendar.
outside the station when it was like minus 4 degrees, and I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week.
WONY, we didn't get a chance to play Pat Metheny with the Glissandro for the Glissando. Any music majors here? Do they know what the difference between a Glissandro and... Anyway, we couldn't get that on for some reason. And this is live radio. This is what you get. And we did play Corn Evil 9, the song that Jenny finally learned the story. Can you share that?
I am stunned because... When I had my shift, I was here from 86 to 90, and probably 87, 88. Every Friday afternoon, I had 2 to 5 shift. And I did the thing and opened with the same song every shift, and it was Corn Evil 9. Because it's welcome to the show, you know, my friends. And the fact that they used that song to bring Wonnie into stereo, like, a decade prior?
And you heard this, you heard the story from the guy.
Blows my mind.
Who did it.
I know. That
Jeff Lewis, if you're still listening. Legend.
Amazing.
The legend, Jeff.
Thank you,
Lewis.
Jeff.
Thank you for blowing, as if Jenny needed any help. But that was really a treat to hear.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we love this history. And even Mars, right, and all the other DJs, we're learning so much about Wonnie history and seeing the energy over the past 60 years of this great club and this great vibe that we have continuing to this day. So
Before Neil gave me this chair, he said, been doing the reunion for 45 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is amazing because I do remember Neil when they were doing the reunions back when I was here.
I worked so hard to get a good show when Neil was doing the reunions, and he remembered you were real Kiss-ass, Joel. But it took me a long time to get a show, and I finally ended up getting that the 1 o'clock show on Saturday afternoon, and I had that for 20 years or something.
Awesome.
It was pretty awesome. So we just also heard from Lola Young and I'm Too Messy, and we are now going to do a request, and Silas is going to introduce this. Silas, who has been telling everybody that he's been coming here longer than some of the students here have been alive.
I think that
that's, and who's a human now.
It is. I am a full grown adult whose warranty ran out.
Warranty ran out.
You know, so I
stick to your own material.
Yeah. So I'm I'm just thankful that I've been given the opportunity to come here all these years.
Yeah. And what would you like to? What would you like to have? What would
I'd
you like to have
to dedicate this song to Skyla.
Yeah. And who is Skyla?
Currently, the love of my life.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yes.
I know her?
I would. It's not some online fantasy.
Yeah. Well, it was for a short time.
It was. You've met her.
I hope
you like her.
Yeah, yeah. And she makes my son happy.
Yeah. So
what more could a father want?
So this is from an artist who, as many are, gone too soon. Mac Miller, her second or first favorite Jew.
He's a Jew?
He is.
No kidding.
And we flip-flop between roles on who who's favorite, but this is $5 Pony Rides.
Said, it ain't about money. I can show you the world, girl. What can you do for me? We can take a vacation, go somewhere in the country. Turn the radio on, hear my song, say, whoa. My favorite song, say, whoa. She don't know. She slept through the future, missed it, it was yesterday. So we're right back where we started. She's still trying to get away. Girl, you're wasting my time, and I am wasting your time. But that's okay. I said it's okay. Let me give you what you want. Ooh, and maybe later what you need. Going crazy, keeping all of these secrets. How was that living? Every time I reminisce, I keep thinking it was better then. I remember when we made out underneath the rain clouds. Stay out late, I wanna lay down. Break ground, then you tell me. We could be okay, don't know for sure. Just familiar numbers hammered to your door. You left home right away. Your life is like night and day. You keep going back and forth. Let me give you what you want. Ooh, and maybe later what you need. Yeah, I remember, girl, you used to have fun. Yeah. Now I ain't seen a smile in a while. You're feeling pretty lonely. Yeah. Your daddy should have got you that pony. Let me give you what you want.
Can I give you what you need? What you need? What do you need, girl? Yeah, so can I give you what you want? Whoa, 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 whoa. Can I give you what you need?
Some who's Tuning in. This is WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and we're here celebrating, and not even celebrating, but we're surrounded today or this weekend with a bunch of alumni. And so, one of the songs that played earlier was by Mac Miller. And
Special request by Skyla.
Yeah, special request by Skyla.
The love of my son's life.
Yes, girlfriend and love of the life of Skyla.
Silas.
And
Skyla.
I apologize.
Hopefully next year she's here.
Yes. And so, well, Mac Miller is one of the songs that's part of our Wony rotation. So if you're a DJ that's listening and you have a current show this semester, you would be familiar with the priority rotations that Faith, the music director, does. And so Mac Miller is one of the ones that are included, and especially a few other songs by Mac Miller, specifically that album. Maybe we can talk about that song, like $5 Pony Club. I think it is $5
Pony Rides.
Pony Rides is what it is. Yeah. And so it's one of the songs that was released after he passed. It's something that he worked on, and truly one of his greatest pieces. I think that off that whole album, it's one of his like most like highest reaching like track. Like it's one of the tracks that reached high numbers. Honestly, yeah. And you want to talk more about like what you've seen? I saw your head nodding. Sorry, there. I was like, oh.
No. I've just been listening to him since middle school. You know, when Fifth Ave came out. Frick Frack Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
Joel's like, wait, yeah. What even is
when
this?
You were in middle school, you did a paper on Jerry Garcia. What's this?
I have eclectic tastes.
Okay.
Yeah. Music is a spectrum.
Well, I want to really thank Skyla for that pick. We always like to be exposed to good music, and I know Skyla was kind of, what I understood, was struggling to find something appropriate for the radio. But not only did she find something appropriate for the radio, she locked right into what this radio station is selecting to play for the audience. So that is just outstanding. And thanks for the tip to the current DJs on the playlist. Of course, when Jenny and I were here, at least when I was here, there was no playlist. And I think for a time they did have rotation afterwards. There were recommendations, but basically we played whatever the heck we wanted, and including the song that we just played, Celluloid Heroes from the Kinks. that was something that Kinks were just a band that we loved. And I don't, well, you weren't here, but the Kinks for a time did not play in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There were lots of problems. And then around, I guess, 1980, 81 or something, they booked some college dates.
Mm-hmm.
And we were among the places.
They played here.
They played here.
No
They played
way.
Here. And I was, I was, you know, at that point, I was chair of the concert committee. So I was really very excited to meet the legendary Ray Davies.
You met Ray Davies.
I did meet Ray Davies, but I was really excited.
Full of surprises.
I am just stunned.
I was really excited to meet Ray Davies.
I mean, he's one of the most iconic musicians, and people don't even realize the influence the Kinks had on a number of bands. I mean, just amazing. You know, like my era growing up in the MTV days when it was really, truly music television,
right?
And they had that one song about the concert hall and the dance hall. I mean,
come dancing,
yes.
Which, and that was about a sister
that was
who used
like,
to go dancing.
Yeah, and that was kind of the end of their
career. At the Pally. The Pally.
The Pally.
Yeah.
And that was more the end of their career. They don't realize what the Kinks went through.
They were innovators. They were innovators.
Yes.
But at the time when they were booking these college tours, they were kind of in between. They weren't has-beens, but they hadn't toured in a long time. But unfortunately, and again, the excitement you had for me meeting Ray was the same excitement I had anticipating meeting him, and I will say it was really a not an easy experience, and I'll tell you why, because on the way to our gig, they had an accident with the truck. And two of their, it was a terrible snowstorm.
Oh.
And two of their roadies were very seriously injured.
Oh, my goodness.
So when Ray,
was on 88 this happened?
When I went to talk to Ray and introduce myself, it was like he was just staring off into space.
He was still in shock from the accident.
There were a lot of, it was really, now they did the show.
Yeah.
They finished the show. I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Kinks. It was very exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
But I wasn't able to connect with him, which I would have enjoyed.
Yes,
but
yes.
Given the circumstances. That wasn't the only tragedy that we had. We also had a band here called the Dixie Dregs.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know Dixie Dregs well.
The Dixie Dregs played...
Another phenomenal band.
2 days before they played here, they were in Albany, and Twiggs Linden, who at one time was the road manager for the Allman Brothers...
Oh, wow,
was
okay.
...working with the Dixie Dregs, went skydiving, and his chute never opened.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Whoa.
Right. So then they played Cortland, and then they played here, and it was a similar experience. But
these,
I tell you, these guys, these bands, the show must go on, and it's
absolutely,
it's really remarkable when you get to see that.
I'll tell you the iconic band that played while I was here, and I was part of WONI less than a year, I think, and this band came, and it was my very first mosh pit. And I was a little jealous because I wasn't a higher up yet. You know, the general manager and music director at the time got to interview this band face to face, but I got to see them interviewing them, the Ramones.
Wow.
It was it was crazy, good.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I mean, that's the only time I had seen them, you know, and the
legendary
fact that they came here. You know?
Legendary. Well, a lot of acts came through here, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of like an add-on sometimes.
Right.
It was hard for us to get...
It's called a gas stop.
Yeah, because we really weren't able to book the first choice that we wanted because it was so high. But if somebody was coming through, then that's when we could pick them.
Yeah.
So I was really lucky when I was chair of the concert committee and co-chair before that to be able to.
Yeah, I should have got on that.
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, it was a lot of fun. And then I would do radio contests when I was on the air to give tickets out because I could do that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, one of the bands that I think we've each seen quite a number of times, the Grateful Dead.
Yes.
And have shared online experiences with. Didn't play here, but Jerry Garcia played here.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a jumping off point for us seeing the band.
I traveled from here to go see
that. That's right, jumping off point. I was telling someone a story the other day where there was a music professor, and because I was on the chair of the concert committee, I'd get free tickets places.
Right.
So I was able to get free tickets to the Grateful Dead at the Utica Odd.
Stop it.
And I'd heard that one of the music professors wanted to see the band. So I invited him to come see the band with
cool.
me.
Cool.
He had passes to the show. And then he invited me to play golf with him at the Oneonta Country Club, because I used to play golf.
Well, that's a fair trade. There.
And it was wonderful.
I'll take you to see the Dead,
and he loved
it. And I'll take you to play golf.
And about, I don't know, just a couple years ago, I saw a post on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I saw a post on Facebook that had the same last name. The last name was Burnsworth.
Okay.
And it was from Oneonta, and I asked him if his dad was Chuck Burnsworth, and he said yes. And
oh my gosh.
I said, small world. And he had become quite ill and passed soon after. But I said to him, I really enjoyed your dad. He took me to play golf at the country club, and I took him to a Grateful Dead show. And he wrote back, and he said, you know, he always told us that he went to a Grateful Dead show. None of us believed him. So I was able to confirm a Burnsworth family myth, and that was really a lot of fun, a lot of really great experiences.
Oh my gosh.
When we think about now, and I think there's a DJ here, John O'Rourke, who just had his 50th birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John. And I was looking back at the albums that came out in 1974, 50 years ago, because I don't know about you, but those are the albums that were the soundtrack of my life,
right.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And we share an interest in the Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I had a Dead show here on Wonee.
You did?
Am I not supposed to say that? W-O-N-Y.
You can say that, yeah. There's no FCC anymore.
And it was called Bring Out Your Dead.
No kidding.
And I would open the show with that passage from Monty Python. you know, bring out your dead.
Yeah.
I'm not dead yet.
Oh, how fun.
Don't worry about it. You will be soon.
How fun.
And then I play, you know, an hour of Dead music.
Yeah.
So when I first came back to the reunions, the alumni WONY weekends in 2015, friends of mine also came. Someone that I had trained, Jody, and her husband Frank. They met here and became a couple. And Jody, after I did my shift, she was like, I really liked what you played. She's like, you were so boring back in the day.
Right.
She just was like, that's Grateful funny. Dead was not her thing,
yeah.
You know, back in the 80s.
It's like licorice.
You know, right.
Some people like it, and some people don't.
Exactly. I mean, I've got my Skulls and Roses Chucks on today.
That's
so
cool.
I knew we'd tie the Dead into this weekend.
Tie the Dead into the weekend. And of course, it was a stream of, you know, music that was I didn't play the Dead very much on the radio, but of course it was something I saw live a lot. And maybe I didn't play it on the radio because I was listening to the tapes and they were all live shows.
Right.
I didn't play songs, but going back and thinking, and I'm going to be 65, so at when I was 14 or 15, Blues for Allah came out.
Okay.
And it made me think about an interview and another connection, because of course Silas has seen Dead and Company with me a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
We've enjoyed the music. We're not in the position to go see them at the Sphere, which would be wonderful. And
oh my gosh.
Many friends have done, which
my
is really...
sister and her boyfriend went. So jealous. But I did see Further.
Oh, yeah.
With them,
yeah,
their last summer, because I had never seen John Mayer with them.
Right.
So I had to, you know, needed to tick it off my bucket list. They were playing at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
So I had to go, right?
Right.
It was stunning. It was so good. I was so glad I went.
And I remember someone that I worked with who was much, much younger than me. This was in the early 2000s. And I said, what are people listening to now? And he gave me John Mayer stuff to listen to.
Okay.
Like, Your Body is a Wonderland and things like that. And I said, you know, I had appreciation for the player. And then I saw him and Bobby on that Late Show when they first did Althea.
Okay.
And then, of course, came Dead and Company. And Natalie Costanza, who put this whole alumni
weekend
for us.
Thank you, Natalie.
She was on a Zoom call with John Mayer because somebody in the music program knew his manager. And somebody said, can you do a song promoting Oneonta? And he started with the beat. If you're going to go, if you're going to go, if you're going to go, go to Oneonta. And he created this song. I don't know. We could Google it.
Do we have it?
It's someplace, right? There is a clip of it somewhere. But when he was asked not too long ago, what was the, and this is an outstanding musician. Yeah. When he was asked recently, what is the hardest thing you've ever learned how to play?
Mm-hmm.
It was Slipknot. From Blues for Allah.
Really?
So I thought in honor of that knowledge.
Absolutely.
That we would listen to that track.
Okay.
From Blues for Allah.
Awesome.
You ready, Mars? We got this one?
90.9.
90.9 Wony.
Paradise waits on the crest of a wave of angels in flame. She has no pain. Like a child, she is pure. She is not to blame. Tell me the cause.
welcome to WONY Alumni Reunion Weekend. Thanks to everybody who's participating and listening and just being here is all that matters.
It was
we saw Weezer at MVP Arena in Albany with the Pixies a few years back, and in one of the most greatest concerts. It made it to my top 10. You know, everybody's got their top 10 concerts they've seen, right? They definitely snuck right in because the show was amazing. Like, who knew?
You know, years ago I heard that if you had, well, back in the day, if you had $15, would you buy a record album that you could play over and over and over again and listen to something, or would you go to one concert for a band? Which would be the better experience for the money? And a lot of people would think, you buy a record, you have it, you keep playing it and playing it, and absolutely the experience is the concert.
Absolutely.
Because
yes.
It stays with you, as you're describing,
right,
for a lifetime.
Yes,
yeah,
it does. I mean, when Weezer played that song, they had these, like, fire lit up on the stage, and I could actually feel the fire on my face.
And, you know, when you're talking about fire, and Silas and I saw Paul McCartney, and they had fire, and the stuff went up in flames.
Oh, wow.
On the stage. And it just made me realize we have in the studio DJ Chaos Fire. DJ Chaos Fire.
Chaos Fire
is going to be coming soon. And I don't, Miss Chaos Fire, what year was it that we were here? Was it 2000 something? Do you remember?
2015.
So that's almost 10 years ago.
That was my first year back.
That we first met DJ Chaos Fire.
Yes.
And she was, as Mars is now our student person, DJ Chaos Fire was our student person
awesome.
That year, which was so awesome. And she's so terrific. And then we went to Friendly's with Dr. Ring because his mother died. And we were going to talk a little bit about Dr.
Ice
Ring.
Cream cones.
And you were talking about how you got Dr. Ring into it.
In a weird way, I did, because I was Wony all the way from freshman year through senior year, like you said, you did the same. And I was into it for a couple years, and there was a summer that we stayed and wanted to keep Wony on the air. So you had to broadcast for 6 hours to make it FCC legal, even though we're saying there's no FCC anymore.
Well, I mean, there is an FCC, but
at the time. So my friend Jackie wanted an air shift to help me out to keep us on the air. So from there, she really got into radio. So after college, we graduated in 90. She ended up moving a year later. She moved out to Colorado. And we always had good relationships with Doc Ring was one of my teachers. I worked at the Black Oak downtown. He was one of my customers.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really
was it back then?
That was really back in the day. So I want to hear some Shelley stories.
Doc Ring and Dr. O'Day were my buds. And so Ring and I were friends, but what happened was Ring and Jackie also became good friends. He ends up visiting her.
Oh, Jackie. He talked about her all the time.
Yes. He ends up visiting her in Colorado where she was living, and she was on the radio there. So I did a show with her one day, and you're walking through this town. It was like, not Fort Collins. It was a different town. Oh, I got to remember the town. A little tiny postage stamp town, but everybody was like, oh, I heard you on the air today. I heard you on the air today. So Doc Ring visited Jackie in this town, and they were on the air together. So then after that experience, Doc Ring comes back to Oneana and gets involved with Wony and becomes the advisor. That's
right,
the word I'm looking for.
Right.
And so to be able to come back to Alumni Weekend, have Doc Ring here running the show. And he did his own, you know, his Roots
show. Roots and Branches.
Just what a legend.
Yeah.
It's nice to
begin to wrap up our, well, what's now been almost 2 hours for me. Mars, thank you. Really, thank you so much.
Mars.
Because whatever mistakes or whatever you may have made, if it wasn't for you, what I would have done would have been a gazillion times worse. So I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. I'm happy for you. And
I was good at organizing your CDs and stuff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And we have DJ Chaos Fire just coming in a couple of minutes.
Chaos
and
Fire.
Jenny dropping in was just a treat.
Thank you so much.
Because it's always been special to see you, and I love being Facebook friends. And
absolutely.
I hope I get a chance to see Mr. Butters, one of my favorite animals.
He's actually visited the studio today.
Really exciting. And, of course, to be in the studio again with my son,
Yay.
Silas Pearl Frank, to get him on the air and to get all our...
Skyless,
get all our guys on the air. Now, we did talk a little bit about Natalie and her work with the music industry and having the interview with, and it was a much longer interview that he gave on Zoom, John Mayer. Mars was able to find the clip of that Oneonta promotion song that he came up with, which is pretty awesome. And then I thought we would close out our show with a song written by the Rolling Stones, Wild Horses. And as I was thinking about that, I had heard that Wild Horses, you'd think it's a love song because, you know, couldn't drag me away, but it was actually a song about being on tour and being away from family and away from kids. So it's not a love song in the romantic sense, but it's still a love song. And when I was reading this article, Mick Jagger said that he had heard Susan Boyle's version. If anybody knows Susan Boyle, she was the winner of some, what, talent?
England's America's Idol.
It was England, some Idol show or something.
Yeah.
And she's had a wonderful career. She was the woman from Wales or Scotland or something, came out of nowhere and blew everybody's socks off. And he said that her version of Wild Horses was ghostly. And of course, I had to listen to it. And the notes that she reaches is just incredible. And we were talking about how it would take Wild Horses to get us out of the studio. And because we just love this, right? We just love coming back. And you did this professionally for a while, too.
I did, yes.
Yeah, so we know what it's like. And I'm so excited for DJ Chaos Fire Amelia to come in, because reliving this and being able to energize and do this again, something that Mars, I hope 45 years from now, like me, you'll be coming back.
Yeah,
and I hope it's still yours. So thank you again, Mars. Thank you, everybody, for putting this weekend together. Have a wonderful show, Amelia. And we're going to listen to the promo for John Mayer when asked, can you write a song about Oneonta? He did this on the fly. And to close us out, Susan Boyle and Wild Horses. And thank you, everybody. This is Joel Frank signing off, WONY Oneonta, Alumni Weekend 2025.
Keep it locked.
Okay, well, I already have a tempo.
Stony Oneonta, you're going to want to learn somewhere. Stony Oneonta, you're going to want to learn somewhere, and I don't care.
You're going there. But if you think about it swings.
Yeah.
Every word plays a sound.
Soon you're gonna want to learn somewhere.
It's because it almost feels like sooner or later.
That you wanted, well, I bought them for you. Graceless lady.